Welcome back to the present moment. I'm your host, Dante Hitt. In this episode, we're going to be covering the basics, beginner basics of meditation, how to meditate simply. I'm going to treat you as if you've never even heard of meditation. This is your first time meditating. So simply sitting down or laying down, whichever you prefer, with the intention of meditating, simply getting to that position has made the entire meditation session a success, an instant success. Being able to juggle like a hot potato some semblance of clarity, willpower, presence, to step out of the compulsive stream of thinking and doing and acting. And to step into consciousness, to consciously create some space within the confines of your mind. To allow inspired impulses, great ideas, divine, cosmic, higher self guidance to start flowing into our mind, body, spirit complex, which it is always trying to do. Source, which is infinitely intelligent, unconditionally loving, is constantly, every second, trying to come into our experience of life. But by stringing together one thought after another thought after another thought after another thought after another thought, getting lost in doing, an unconscious acting, not a conscious acting, we lose ourselves and cut off this bridge to source. Simply sitting down already makes you a winner. You're already successful. And the idea of meditation is that there is something that is aware of everything. A silent observer. The qualityless quality of awareness itself. This force, this power, which is what you are, in essence, comes before everything. It sees everything. All that passes through your life experience must be taken in by your consciousness. Another way of saying consciousness is your awareness. So you want to observe any agitation, restlessness, or need that arises. Agitated by something that's present or something that isn't present that you need. Restlessness to do, to act, to get somewhere better in the future. You want to observe this pull, this restlessness, this agitation, this stressful pressure, tension. Might feel it along your face, along your whole body. Might show up as contracted emotion, nonstop thinking, frustration, irritation. You just want to notice and acknowledge that this is happening. Not trying to make it different or fight it or try to change it, but simply just notice and acknowledge it, and that's it. You'll know when you're doing it right, when you can look at your surroundings and it is incredibly easy to zoom in on the details of just your environment. I have some shirts hanging up here. There's a wall. So if we're caught in the stream, or maybe we have halfway into the stream, halfway out, we still sense the agitation, the restlessness. Trying to look around and acknowledge. And acknowledgement is the bridge to appreciation. So looking around and acknowledging our surroundings. Then taking in the natural beauty of it that starts to emanate. It will be hard to do that. We're caught up in that stream of compulsive, obsessive behavior to escape from the present moment via thoughts, actions. That's a good sign. It's a good way of kind of gauging where you're at. Okay. Look at my surroundings in the detail. Just take it in and just enjoy it for the fact that it exists. So if we can't enter into that space yet, then we just want to observe the agitation, the restlessness. Just notice it and acknowledge it. Notice and acknowledge it into nothingness. Just be so aware of it, but not fighting it, not resisting it. Just acknowledging it. Just acknowledging it. You could think of it kind of like a this compulsiveness, the mind, which you could call the ego, I suppose, like a little. Irate little like goblin creature that's like slapping your face and just trying to like get you to talk to it and like follow its lead and go over here and do this thing and then do that. And every thought that arises, every compulsive knee pull is basically the goblin like trying to slap you in the face, or directly slapping you in the face, trying to rile you up, get you to invest, get you commit to the cause of doing and resisting this present moment. You might go in and out, out of the compulsiveness, come back in the compulsiveness, out of the compulsiveness, in the compulsiveness, depending on your overall level of presence, your overall reservoir of consciousness, self-realized consciousness. Consciousness is always there. Your awareness is always there. Presence is always there. But realizing it, becoming aware of awareness itself, that's the trick. Inevitably, that pull will fade. And that's when you will have, and you might even sense it right off the bat as you just shift to observing, acknowledging, noticing the pull, but not getting involved with it. That alone might be enough to start letting in higher self-guidance, cosmic guidance, divine guidance, primordial, infinite, universal, cosmic, eternal, infinite knowledge. That alone might be enough. You might start getting these little trickles of ideas, or like, whoa, I should do that, or oh yeah, that'd be sick. These feel-good impulses. That's good. You might have the urge to write it down. I'm a fan of doing that half the time, just jotting the idea down instantly. Taking out notes, the notes application on my iPhone. Maybe having a pencil and paper. But the other half of the time, I don't want to do that. Using myself as an example here. Because sometimes you're just jotting it down. The underlying frame, the subtext of having to jot down that idea is that more ideas won't come. So sometimes that can be used as a tactic of the mind of like, here's an idea as an excuse to get back into thinking. So take the frame, take the stance of fishing. I don't know if you've ever been fishing before. I've been a few times. I didn't like it when I was younger, but thinking about it now, I think that I would probably enjoy it if I went again. And it's such a perfect metaphor, so I'll give it to you here. If you're sitting, say on a pier, that long rectangular expanse of wood, sitting at the edge of the pier overlooking a lake. Maybe there's a boat off to your left, close to shore. You have a fishing line. You're sitting in a chair. The fishing line is in the water. There's not a lot of action there. It's mainly just a lot of patience and waiting. Then you get a bite, and you reel it in, catch a fish. So if an idea comes, as you start becoming more present, as it becomes easier to take in the natural beauty kitty. How's it going? What's up? What do you need? What do you want? As you stay more in this present place, taking everything in, taking in the natural epicness that is life itself, you'll start getting these ideas coming in. You don't want to also compulsively act on these ideas. It feels so inspiring, so exciting. Go for it, but temper that, balance that by being conscious, by being aware. That nothing is better in this moment here, and your awareness of self. You could distill that little egoic goblin into simple truth, which is ego is the dream or a dream of dislike. Disliking your current present life circumstances, life situation, disliking another person, disliking yourself, or feeling disliked by others. The dream of dislike. This is the ego. So when in doubt, that restlessness, agitation, stress, contraction creeps back in, notice, observe it. And patiently and lovingly, allow it to be and fade. By not resisting it, trying to change it, getting involved with it, we essentially starve it of oxygen. We suffocate it. And transmute more that dislike of that ego into conscious, self-aware awareness. Victim stories, limiting beliefs, attachment to form, fear of death, worry, anxiety. All this will slowly start disintegrating, fading, dissolving, deteriorating, burning up like a small comet entering the atmosphere of Earth. Next, you can move your attention into the body. Start to tune into, sense, pick up the inner energy field of the body. Acknowledge that you are alive, that you are effortlessly existing. You don't really have to control that, that's just happening. Your entire nature is effortless, easy, flawless, perfect, just radiating. There is energy moving throughout your body. Yeah, skin, veins, tendons, organs, but there's an essence, an aliveness, life force swirling all throughout your body. It might feel like a tingling, throbbing, pulsating. See if you can tap into it. Your hands are a good starting entry point. But you can feel it all throughout your body. Just put your attention within and just feel the existence. Feel the life in your feet, your thighs, head, hands. If your attention wavers, flickers to some thought, some idea, if it's pulled somewhere, notice it, become aware that has happened. Bring your attention back to the inner energy field of the body. Sense the life force flowing all throughout your body. If you can't feel anything, if it's hard, if this is difficult, just place your attention in the body. Don't go looking for something. Don't try to make anything happen. Just place your attention in the body. Just feel your body. Relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. Notice how quickly our focus evaporates onto another thought, onto another thing. Notice how incredibly, potentially unstable and volatile our focus is, leaping this way and that. Draw it back into the inner energy field of the body. For the next 4 minutes, if there's any tension, tightness, contraction in your body, those can be great entry points into the energy field of the body. It can be great anchors to get you to feel the body versus being stuck in the head, compulsively chasing something. So fully feel all tension, all tightness. Any pain. If pain is present.